Penguin Random House Audio presents The Queen's Bargain by Anne Bishop. Read for you by Gary Littman. Part 1. 1. Facing the freestanding mirror in her bedroom, Jillian used craft to secure the pendant that held their purple dusk jewel to her green tunic so that it wouldn't swing when she moved or flew. Then she spread her dark, membranous wings to their full length before closing them in a relaxed position. Was she plain? Was she pretty? Until that brief touch of Tamnar's lips against hers, Jillian hadn't considered the question at all, let alone wondered whether such a thing was important. She was Irian, one of the long-lived races, and she was strong. That had been important to her for a very long time. Now being strong didn't give her the same satisfaction, and she wasn't sure why. She turned to the side and studied her shape in the mirror. Her breasts had been developing for the past few years, and she had noticeable breasts now, and had to wear undergarments that kept the bounce to a minimum, especially when she was training with Irian weapons. But did this tunic make her look fat? Was it the wrong color green for someone who had brown skin and gold eyes? Nurian had said that shade of green was a good color on her, but her elder sister, who was an excellent healer, wasn't necessarily the best judge of clothing. There had been too many years before they had come to live in Ebon Rhee when any clothing that covered the body and wasn't worn to rags was good, regardless of color.